with thanks to Four Pines Brewing Co. Filled with real characters. Now, what are they talking about in the pubs that aren't open at the moment? Well, this is what they'd be talking about, Spudley. I notice here that the Dally M's, the Dally M Awards to be held over two nights. Now, the Dally M's, they will be broadcasting both nights, Fox Sports. A made-for-television event will broadcast on Monday night, which will crown a number of awards. Winners for the Dally M medal will be announced at a gala ceremony at Howard Smith Wharves in Brisbane 7 days later on September 7th. So Monday coming up, they're going to announce some awards. The first television event will provide a greater spotlight on the supporting awards, including the Try and Tackle of the Year, fan-voted gongs that are traditionally crowned on Dally M night. So this is giving them more spotlight. That's the whole idea of that, not just sort of fading into which is the major awards such as the Dally M, the positional players. That will happen in the second week. So what do you make of the Dally M's being spread over two nights, Spud?
I think it's a good idea. It's, you know, it just spreads activity that, you know, we always cram in one night. I just think it just shows to showcase what we can do with our players. It's going to be so many different areas where we're going to be speaking of. But I'm interested to see who's going to be the coach of the year.
What do you generally make of the Dally M's and the, not so much the night itself, but the way that we award things? It would be fascinating to do what the AFL do, where you... I don't like the fact that the umpires vote. I think that's completely ridiculous. You couldn't tell that to an AFL person because they're so staunch in their sport, which is fair enough. But for me, the whole idea of having a distracted umpire who themselves... Their thing is not about talent identification and knowing who plays good football. Yep. That part of it I don't like, but I do like the fact that it goes under lock and key and no one's really got a clue as to who's going to win it. So from a production point of view, Brooksy, how, like, they bring out the safe, you know, with the particular votes. How would the TV producers or the production, would they know who the ultimate winner is with the Brownlows?
Well, certain things they need to know because of the preparation of graphics.
Yeah.
Knowing who, obviously, people to interview throughout the night. You're not going to interview someone that might only get four votes or not. So you need to have some sort of a guide. I know the Dally M sort of start throughout the season. So it's instead of the Brownlow where it's like round one, game one, and they're going through their 3-2-1s, you generally get, like, let's say, six round grabs. And you go, these players played well in certain rounds, and then they go and this guy polled eight votes over that time period. This guy's got seven. These two people have six. So you're sort of getting that, I guess, order of, okay, what's happened in the first quarter of the season, then the second quarter, and then they start breaking it down later in the season to add to the theatre of it. So, yeah, there is certain things that the production team know going into the night. But yeah, I think at the end, like in terms of the last few votes, they're done pretty much during breaks and whatnot.
And the other thing that I'm not a fan of when it comes to the Dally M scoring, Spud, is whenever one individual, whether it's somebody in a bunker, whether it's somebody who is deciding upon a vote, whenever one person has a say, you open the door to clangers. Now, it was very much spoken about at the start of the year with votes in the Roosters game and people saying, should Tedesco have got more or should Keary have got more and so on and so forth. I don't like the fact that one individual having a clanger can ultimately decide upon the winner of the Dally M. So I prefer consensus when it comes to that. The more people having their say dilutes any howlers, if you know what I mean. But what do you make of that?
It's going to be interesting how they do it on TV, how they build up the atmosphere. That's the only way I've actually watched it on TV. I've never went to the Dally M's. I never got invited. I never won an award. I don't think I was even in the picture there. But I think the best one we had was when Russell Crowe did it. That was the theatre of the American sort of presentation. But that's Fox, they always do a fantastic job. And I'm sure it's going to be a memorable night.
Well, it certainly will be. Last year, Nathan Cleary, he was the best player in the competition. He didn't win it. This year, it is Tommy Turbo. If Tommy Turbo doesn't win the Dally M, the whole award itself is in huge strife. He has to win the Dally M. It's been a season that has been... And Nathan Cleary's had a massive season as well, but it hasn't been on the same terms as Tommy Turbo.
Well, what did we have with the Metricons? He finished, was it 6 points clear of Cleary?
Yeah.
Because he got three in that last round. So it's probably a good measuring stick in terms of what we're going to see come Dally M night.
And what we do with the Metricons is largely consensus. So those involved in the call. So for me, I would actually have all broadcasters submit their votes to ultimately land on the votes. You've got the ABC covering it, you've got SEN covering it, you've got Triple M, you've got 2GB, you've got Channel 9, you've got Fox. All these broadcast box full of a lot of people who know about rugby league. If all those votes after every game, as part of the hosting rights of hosting all the games and broadcasting the games, if you threw your votes in, we would land on the best player every single year because it just gets ironed out any type of the howlers.
Hey, with the Dally M's over two nights, I guess there's some pros and cons. I guess, you know, having been to a Dally M and been to a wedding, a couple of weddings before, you get a second chance. So if you don't perform on the first, you know, in weddings, sometimes they go too quickly.
Yeah.
And you don't, oh, the bar was, oh, I didn't get that drink. I didn't get those prawns. Well, at least you know, you've got like a second day to sort of go, okay, I'm going to hit the prawn bar. I'm going to go for the wine, not the beers this time. I'm going to say hello to that person. Yeah. You know, some weddings, you miss people.
Yeah.
Like you might say hi to the Tigers, but then you miss the Dragons and you want to go say hi to Tarek Sims or something like that. At least you get the second opportunity to do that.
I'm more interested in scenarios like Spud, right? So, so imagine you're there back in your day, Spud, and it's over 2 days and Monique's bought this beautiful dress and then she says, oh, Mark, there's another day too. I need to get a second dress. How would that go down in the Spud family?
No, I turn it inside out.
Would you dry clean? Would you allow her to dry clean for the next week?
Is she any chance of having a second dress? Or no, darling, we've got one dress for the Dally M's.
You know what they're like, mate. They're unbelievable. And their new gown, they got that much gear. But Monique makes a lot of her gear when she was coming through. She'd copy a brand that she'd want to get. So she's very clever that way. But, mate, I'm not really into buying these bloody expensive dresses. Like, they wear them once and then get rid of them.
Wouldn't that be great on the day two of the Dally M's? Like, you follow Spud around day one and you play the best of on day two. You know, if you miss day one, well, actually, we've had a camera on Spud Carroll and have all your, you know, chats to everyone, like you sitting going, oh, yeah, good pick, or, oh, that's rubbish. Like,
not a bad idea.
Just like a Spud cam.
Are they going to do a virtual one? No. So everyone's sort of on Zoom and they're going to be poking.
There's another Queensland, though. Yeah. There'll be a bit of that.
Okay.
But what I do love.
How good would that be?
Well any reality TV program works. There is one ingredient you need to make a reality TV program work. What is it, Gibbo?
Beers?
Yes, alcohol.
Drinks.
Alcohol. If alcohol is at any kind of reality show, which they typically load them up with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Then it works. I would love this to have, just put the camera and mic on a few people at the Dally M's, right?
Oh, it'd be so good.
They'd all be fired up.
Hidden mic in the cheddar, like at the cheese platter.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be so good. Imagine the combo. Oh, the combo is like three-part series. Good.
Even on a couple of players. It'd be good to see if you can do like put a hidden microphone on them so they don't know it's got it. And then they miss out on their award and they just give it to the bloke who got it.
That'd
be fantastic. Like a front row beats another front row and he can't play and all sorts of stuff.
That's what we need.
Let's get the Rattler an invite and we'll tape him up. And you can lean into conversations. You can be there. Spud, get off me. And we'll be hearing everything. What do you think, Spud?
Well, talk about, can I just quickly tell you a story? Sean Garlick got me one of the best pranks ever.
Yeah.
And we went over North Sydney. I was playing for South. I'm going over North Sydney. And his phone rang. We're in this meeting, right? And he said, I've got to leave. And I'm thinking, mate, we're in a bloody meeting here. So he went downstairs. And what I didn't know, Channel 9 was putting all these microphones all over him.
Oh, yes.
We're driving home in my nice car, a nice Calais. I love me cars. And he kept moving around. He's going, oh, Spud, use your cars. And I said, mate, will you sit still? And he kept moving around. And I didn't realise, but he switched on a microphone. And so he's picking up where we're going through the streets of Sydney. He's going Kent Street, George Street. I'm thinking, mate, what's he talking about?
Yeah.
Anyway, cut long story short, as I'm driving into Redfern Oval, he goes, park inside the ground. I said, no, there's no parking. And the gate was locked. And there was this guy sitting down on the bench. And he's just got up on timing of getting out. I said, mate, what about this goose? Next thing he looked like he was drunk.
Yeah.
And he squeaked into his drink. And he just done projectile all over my car. Right? And it's all getting recorded, right? Yeah. I didn't realise there was a car there with a camera there. There was a camera in the Elise Hub. So it was like a pranks.
Yeah.
And I've got out and I'm about to whack this bloke. And next thing out of my corner of my eye, this bloke turns up, he's a copper. And I'm thinking, mate, if he touches my car one more time, and how it ended was Gallo said, mate, you gotta come here. He said, mate, you don't want the newspapers to find out. I said, mate, don't worry about the newspaper. He goes, mate, you don't want the media. You know, the footy show. I said, bugger the media. And he goes, they're in there. And I looked, there was this bloody camera looking at me.
Oh, yes.
We're talking about getting mic'd up. There's all.
So is that on YouTube or something?
It's in my book. It's Spud, the Mark Carroll story.
No, is that Jay LaGuire? He did that show?
Oh, yes.
Was it Jay Lagoya that got you? Gotcha or something?
No, no, it was a thing that the Footy Show were doing, and Gallo, he's one of my great mates, and he got me a beauty. But there was just the way he was in the car, and then he started commenting about your car. Just a nice car, but I'm like real proud, chest pounding out. Yeah. Yeah, Calais, bro, it's brand new. Let the seat stop moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, move on.
Okay, just to wrap up the Dally M stuff, Spudley, so I think that Coach of the Year has to be Craig Bellamy based on what he's achieved this year. I know Robinson's been great and Ivan's been great and Wayne's been great also, but it's got to be Craig Bellamy. It's got to be Tommy Turbo to win it. A fascinating one, I think, is the Rookie of the Year. Are you Sam Walker or are you Reece Walsh? Where do you land on that one?
I've got to go the young bloke, Walker. He's still playing. Yeah. The other bloke's out. So he's lasted the – he's just proven his worth. He's going to be a better player from another – year under guidance of Coach Robinson, and he needs to put some weight on, but I just think he's been fantastic for a young kid.
Hey, Spud, do you reckon Sam Walker could be the first person to win Rookie of the Year twice?
How's he do that?
I know, there was a comedian passed away yesterday, Norm MacDonald, and he did that at a presser to Blake Griffin in the NBA.
Right.
He won Rookie of the Year, and he's like, there's a bit of a jinx for people who have won Rookie of the Year. They can't go and win it twice in a row.
Right.
I thought I would try and get you there.
Did it go down as well as that?
Yeah.
Afternoon, boys.
Tough crowd.
The Dally M needs to be overhauled. It needs to be a panel, not one person. As for the winner, why does Cody Walker not get mentioned? It seems to be a lot of overlooking South in general this year, the Reptile. He has had an unbelievable season, Cody Walker. His try assists and line break assists, Reptile, have been unbelievable. But this year from Tommy Turbo, I don't think we've ever seen anything like it personally. But anyway.